Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Welcome to today's Kartik Inspiration. One of the greatest miracles in bhakti is that Krishna responds to his devotees. He reciprocates with them. He exchanges with them. He's not a faraway God. He's very close. Rupa Goswami had heard that Govinda Ji, the deity of the Lord, was somewhere in Vrindavan, and he searched in all the villages of Braj. He had received an instruction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to find Govinda Dev. The instruction was, go Rupa to Vrindavan and reveal the enchanting service of Govinda. By the mere sight and perception of the Lord, wrapped now in the state of silence, people and all living beings will attain pure love of God. Yes, there are many, many statements in the Purana that say that by just having one darshan of Govinda Ji, you will not see Yamaraj, but you will go to the kingdom of God and stay by the Lord's side. So Rupa Goswami grew impatient. Where is Govinda Dev? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was led by a spiritual vision and then discovered Radha Kund. But Rupa Goswami didn't have a spiritual vision of Govinda Dev. Now, according to one book called Sadhana Deepika, once Rupa Goswami was sitting at the banks of the Yamuna and lamenting on the absence of Govinda Ji. He became absorbed in meditation. And then the image of a beautifully shining Brajavasi silhouette appeared before him. The presence of the boy, who seemed to have come from another dimension, consoled Rupa Goswami. And at the boy's request, Sri Rupa explained why he was grieving. The boy said, I know where Govinda Ji is hiding. Come with me. And he brought him to a hill, and there on the top of the hill, Rupa Goswami saw what the boy wanted to show him. There was a cow who poured the milk of her udder down into a hole as if she was feeding someone who was hidden underneath the earth. Rupa Goswami had the feeling, I found him, I found him. And he immediately lost his consciousness. When he regained his consciousness, it was clear to him that the young Brajavasi was the Lord of Vrindavan, Krishna himself. So he informed the local villagers about the whereabouts of this deity, and they began to dig five stories deep in the marked place. And then indeed they found the beautiful deity of Lord Govinda. Now, there is a famous verse in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. In a temple of jewels in Vrindavan, underneath a desire tree, Sri Sri Radha Govinda, served by their most confidential associates, sit upon an effulgent throne. I offer my most humble obeisances. And this is how it came to pass. Govindaji was found. He was first installed in a little cottage made from bamboos and leaves. And all what he got was forest decorations, forest fruits, a meal from forest roots, a crown made from forest flowers. In this way, the Lord of Vrindavan's forest was discovered by Rupa Goswami and worshipped. Now this theme that Krishna responds when we are really eager to find him and gives us indications, makes arrangements, is very important. Don't go to the market in Vrindavan and just buy a deity. Go there and see if a deity purchases you and your heart. And then you know, this is the Lord I should worship. Thank you very much. See you for the next Kartik Inspirations. Hari Bol.
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Rama.